You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've still got a few more minutes of the silliness before we turn our attention to the radio obituaries. Just wanted to pop in and say hello and remind you that it is all about love here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we wouldn't have it any other way tonight. Or any time, really. So just sit back and relax. The radio obituaries are coming in just a few minutes. Let's get right back to that food silliness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You could live on Chinese noodles, nothing but noodles, lots and lots of noodles, 5 packages for a dollar. You can't beat that with a stick. Chinese noodles till it makes you sick. Not the ones that you get in the restaurant, man, they only cost a quarter. Boil them up at the flavor packet after you drain the water, cause that's what the Hat Cats do anyway. Cause as a soup, you would be doomed, trying to keep a 2-foot noodle balanced on your spoon. You live on Chinese noodles, nothing, lots and lots of noodles, 5 packages for a dollar, can't beat that with a stick. Chinese noodles till it makes you sick. In a world of choices making you feel crummy, it's nice to know you got noodles to fill your tummy. But if you can't afford to boil water and your stomach aches, I suppose you could eat them raw, man, like a rice cake. Everyone should eat noodles, everybody should have something to eat. Wouldn't that be something, wouldn't that be neat? You can live on Chinese noodles, nothing but noodles, lots and lots of noodles, 5 packages for a dollar, can't beat that with a stick. Chinese noodles till it makes you.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts, doobie doo bebop, doobie doo bee. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts, doobie doo bebop, doobie doo bee. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts, doobie doo bebop, doobie doo bee. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. From San Francisco comes...
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes. Now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Good evening, everyone.
Can I talk to someone in the frozen food section?
Let me check.
May I help you, please?
I'm making some rice and I wanted to get frozen vegetables. And I think you have Latino-style vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what the difference is between them and the Malibu-style vegetables?
Well, Latino-style has, like little peppers, you know? I guess it's kind of spicy, because I guess, like, Latinos like spicy food. And, you know, Malibu-style is, like the pieces are bigger, like they're cut different, you know, they're diced different, more like, you know, like neater, like, I don't know, like Malibu, I guess, you know, more.
Yeah.
A Malibu style costs more because...
Why is Malibu style vegetables more? Why are they more money?
I don't know, actually. It just does. I think it's the packaging, though. It's like different packaging, you know?
With a growing sense of dread and a hammer in my head, fully clothed upon the bed, I wake up to the world that lately I've been living in. There's a cut upon my brow, must have banged myself somehow, but I can't remember now. And the front door's open wide, lately I've let things slide. I go to the bin, I throw the laundry in, and pick out the cleanest shirt. Then I tell myself again, I don't really hurt. Smoking I once quit, now I got one lit, I just fell back into it. Along with my pride, lately I've let things slide. The evidence is clear on every side, piled high and wide, about how lately I let things slide. I'm just about holding on, but lately I've let things slide.
I got a gun. All over town where the song goes, the enchilada man. Come gather round for the song of the enchilada man. And for a treat, good eat, there's nothing better than enchiladas, so nice and hot. Enchiladas, I got a gun.
Enchiladas,
so nice and hot. Enchiladas,
I got a gun. Say, come along, I'm the enchilada gal. Feeling the gal of the song, I'm the enchilada gal. Come take a taste of the stuff that I make like no one can. Enchilada, I got.
How you make 'em?
First you take a chili pepper and a little spice, throw a little salt in.
That's nice.
Hit a bit of Tabasco and the vinegar too, and lots of hot mustard is good for you. Another chili pepper, still like mad. Take a little taste now.
Not bad.
Little more Tabasco, maybe a clove.
Little gasolino.
Oh, that's for the stove. Enchiladas, so nice and hot. Enchiladas,
I got. My name is Don Ferdinand, I'm the enchilada king. I'll have you all understand, I am really quite the thing. I make a cheese, if you please, that is positively, and for a treat, try the meat, that is absolutely, After you buy it and try it, you'll say it's simply, enchilada. Little boy without a peso, there's no reason for your sorrow. All you have to do is say so. I will trust you till tomorrow. Enchiladas, so nice and hot. Enchiladas, I got.
Pay him with your lilt and laughter. It's your happiness he's after. If you're happy, we are happy too.
I'm with you, enchiladas.
Enchilada man.
Nobody else in the world ever seems to wake
again.
Enchiladas,
so nice and hot.
Enchiladas,
I got. Enchiladas.
We got.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And thank you very much for being here for the first portion of this evening's program. It's now time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before we get it going, let's take a quick look at the radio obituary statistics. As of tonight, when we wrap up, we will have completed 71 radio obituaries in this new radio obituary year that started back at the beginning of November. We will have declined 71 radio obituaries, and we will still have 106 in the backlog. Belinda's work is never done on the radio obituaries, but that's okay. It's a labor of love. Now, isn't it? I thought so. So as we begin tonight's radio obituaries, I'm going to do what I always do, and I'm going to remind you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for the UK trombonist Mike Poynton. He was also a writer and jazz historian. He was a well-known figure in the UK jazz scene for decades, recording or appearing with a number of prominent musicians from the UK, Europe, and the US, including Sammy Rimington, Keith Smith, Clive Wilson, Mez Mero, and Captain John Handy, among oh so many others. He just passed away at 80. It's the initial radio obituary for Mike Poynton right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mesdames, messieurs, ce soir, le Paul Colosset, excellent gamble. Mais applaudir, hein? Pas de solo, allez, en piste, hein? Allez, hein, zik, c'est ton oeil, hein? Allez, votre ligne. Yop, il drink ook, hein, zik, zik. Allez, kom maar, zik, 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 zik. Ice cream, everybody likes ice cream. Rock, rock my baby now. An ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream. Zeg niet van Engels slechters, hè, als dat blijft. No. En al de braven, die willen traven. Zij moeten nassen, on a bleek machine. Ice cream, you scream. Everybody likes ice cream. Rock, rock my baby now. Maar mijn kennis is wat zijn kop van Chicago. En zijn malieren ketten op een wat kokken. Hij kijkt dat toch uit, ik ga dat niet gedoen. Mijn kleuters zijn verslijten en mijn pas kan dan misdoen. Ice cream, you scream, everybody likes ice cream. Rock, rock my baby naar Alain Polo, dat is wat ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rock. Rock my baby now. En sarsaparilla, Pepsi Cola. Everybody likes a Coca-Cola and a whiskey. Ice cream, you scream. Everybody likes ice cream. Rock, rock my baby now. A la trompette, golden leaves, full closet. On peut applaudir, hein? Allez, hein, zeg. Pas trop, hein, pas trop, pas trop. Sinon, je demande les prix de salon, hein. Hey, come on, come on, swing it, man, swing it. Ah, et un trombone, Mike Poynton. On se camoute, Mike Poynton. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Poynton. Allez, zie je wat net, hein? Allez, hop, kom op. We kunnen ons even opleveren, de sluitwater, kom. Allez, klaar, hein? Jean van Dulligan. Je crois qu'il n'a pas beau son nom, hein? C'est son nom, voilà. Je disais maintenant que le batteur donne de Schlagzeug pour les amis allemands, on de drums pour les anglais. Nous avons Clem van Kletterdam. Qu'est-ce que vous diriez alors, hein? Vous diriez que je suis un zibre, eh bien, c'est pas vrai.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Pir Muhammad, the Indian composer and musician. He composed music for more than 4,000 songs, never studied music, and even recorded his first song at the age of 7. He just passed away at 75. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Pir Muhammad, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Neela Meela കണ്ണിന കവിതകൾ രചിക്കുന്ന
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Wanda Young. She was an American singer. She was best known for being a member of the Marvelettes. And after 1965, she became the lead singer. The first Marvelettes hit to feature her on lead was the dance hit I'll Keep Holding On. But she went on to sing on several classics, such as Don't Mess with Bill, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, and When You're Young and in Love. Wanda Young just passed away at 78. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You are under my power. It is the power of love.
Eyes that hypnotize, and all it takes is just one glance, just one look at him.
Forever.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Emil Ramshauer. He performed with Takasa at the Eurovision contest in 2013. He was the oldest performer to ever compete in the Eurovision Song Contest. Before he arrived on that stage, he was a bit of a renaissance man within the world of music, playing flugelhorn, baritone, and percussion. But when he appeared at Eurovision 2013, at the age of 95, he became the oldest person ever to perform at the contest, and he played upright bass with the band. He just passed away at 103. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Emil Ramshauer, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When the times are getting rough, gold and silver turn to dust. People build their barricades out of jealousy and hate. But there's one thing they could never, never, ever separate.
To the radio obituary for J.D. Crow, the American banjo player and bluegrass band leader. He first became known during his four-year stint with Jimmy Martin back in the 1950s and went on to be the leader of the bluegrass group New South from 1971 all the way through 2021. He just passed away at 84. It's the radio obituary for J.D. Crow right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
He's his own grandpa. I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter, had the hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it sad. Or if he was my uncle, that also made him brother to the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know. Kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. As husband of my grandmother, I am my old grandpa. I'm my old grandpa.
He's his old grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my old grandpa.
Now that is.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Philip Margot, the American musician and author. He was a longtime member of the Tokens, along with his brother Mitch, and of course they're best known for their hit recording of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. He just passed away at 79. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Philip Margot, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Joshua, Joshua, Joshua.
Well, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. You can talk about your man of beauty, and you can talk about your man of Saul, but there's none so good as Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Up to the walls of Gideon, he throws his spear in hand. Come below your ramps, our sinners, cause the battle is in our hands. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Joshua, oh Joshua, Joshua.
best of the world. Laugh when you go to a party and you can't tell the boys from the girls.
An ultimate radio obituary is for Amalia Aguilar, the Cuban-born Mexican dancer, vedette, actress, and comedian. She studied ballet as a child in Havana and then began her career with her sister Cecilia as the Aguilar sisters. She made her move to Mexico, where she appeared in the main cabarets in Mexico City and filmed her first movie the same year that she arrived. Her success and fame drew attention, and Hollywood producers took her act to the States to perform in some of the major nightclubs around the country. While she was here, she worked alongside stars like Bob Hope, Carmen Miranda, Xavier Cugat, and others. She also filmed the movie A Night at the Follies in 1947 with Evelyn West. She just passed away at 97. It's the pre- and penultimate radio obituary for Amalia Aguilar, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Porque la gente vive criticando, me paso la vida sin pensar en nada. Porque la gente vive criticando, me paso la vida sin pensar en nada. Pero no sabiendo que yo soy el hombre que tiene un hermoso, lindo cafetal. Pero no sabiendo que yo soy el hombre que tiene un hermoso, lindo cafetal.
Se entere la Montal.
Que diga que no tengo plata, que no tengo nada. Nada me importa que la gente diga.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.